This Sunday, worker rights advocates will be rallying in Rochester for a bill that would give farm workers access to labor protections they don't have. WXXI's Veronica Volk has this story.
Right now, in the U.S., federal law states that all workers have the same basic rights to overtime pay, the right to unionize, a day of rest, except for one group.
Except for farm workers.
West Crossgrove is with Rural and Migrant Ministries. They're advocating for a state bill that would extend those protections to farm workers.
We all need to eat, so there just needs to be fair and just laws that apply to the people who put the food on our table.
Steve Ammerman with the New York Farm Bureau says they're working with the advocates, but also that farms can't really afford the financial blow of a strike.
Apples have to be picked in their prime. Tomatoes have to be picked off the vine when they're ready to go. Cows have to be milked.
But while both sides argue this is strictly a labor issue, the history is more complicated. Farm workers were originally excluded from federal worker rights in the 1930s.
Could you tell me why?
Yeah, well, basically because employers didn't want them included.
Cindy Hahamovich is a labor history professor at the University of Georgia. She says these laws were enacted at a time when most farm workers were African American and disenfranchised under Jim Crow in the South. She says the loophole persists because to this day, farms have strong political power, while farm workers tend to come from marginalized communities.
Farm workers, because they've been people of color, because they've been immigrants and often undocumented immigrants in recent years, they can't wield of countervailing power.
Ammerman strongly disagrees that this issue has anything to do with race.
It's so frustrating and insulting when we hear that.
He says he's confident that current regulations will keep farm workers safe from exploitation. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.